Bonjour et merci de voler des lins aériens de Phil Hendry. Nous contrôlerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera Poodle. Je devrais mentionner Stupid American.
You don't mind, all right? I don't know, you know, whether he's innocent or guilty, but what I want to know, just what the crime was, and he was on probation for this?
For probation was third-degree assault, okay? So they have put him on probation and put him on house arrest, okay? He's wearing a detention bracelet, okay? And he is right now currently seeing a young lady who gets off work at 10 o'clock, okay? And he had not been able to pick her up and take her home from work, okay, because he's not allowed from his apartment between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m., okay?
He's not allowed out between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m.
That is correct. Okay, so he has a girlfriend who he also intends to marry, okay? So she's like someone that's very important to him that he had picked up from the restaurant where she worked every night at 10 o'clock, okay? Now, because he had been put on a house arrest, okay, and was in home detention, and was not allowed out of his residence, okay, between the hours of 8 p.m. and 6 a.m., there was some other guy taking her home, okay, which is something that is really tough for him to live with, and I'm a man too, okay, so I understand where he's coming from. I would not be able to be under house arrest knowing that my girlfriend is catching a ride with some other fool, you know, who's taking her home from work, when I would usually be doing that.
All right, so this guy has got a girlfriend, he's got a fiance who's working at a restaurant, and he used to take her home from work. He can't because he's under house arrest.
That is correct.
All right, so what is the main problem? How did he get into hospital is what I want to find out.
Okay, what he did was he lived with this situation, okay, for the last 30 days, okay, and he was under house arrest for 60 days, okay, but he had lived with this situation for 30 days, okay, and was very much not, you know, really liking the situation because this fool's taking his girlfriend home and he wants to take her home. Okay.
All right, I got that already.
Okay, so he acquired some bolt cutters and attempted to cut the bracelet off of his ankle. Okay.
With bolt cutters.
That is correct. And as a result of using the bolt cutters on the bracelet, he got like a, I don't know what, man, like a 10,000-volt shock that burned him, and I mean burned him good, okay? So now he's over at L.A. County Hospital Ward, at L.A. County Jail Ward, okay, with second-degree burns and some third-degree burns on his hands as a result of using the bolt cutters on a bracelet, okay? Now, L.A. County...
Okay, so this guy has attempted to cut the bracelet off of his ankle using bolt cutters, and he got a 10,000-volt shock?
I don't know how much juice went through, but he attempted to bust this thing off, okay, because he had been 30 days not seeing his woman at all, okay, because she is some other guy is picking her up from work, okay, which is not a good situation, okay, because obviously there are factors to consider. You know, with your woman being taken home by another man from work, okay? So now he gets a third-degree burns after taking a bolt cutters to the bracelet, okay? And now he's in the L.A. County hospital ward, okay?
And you're blaming the L.A. County judicial system for this?
Yes, sir, I am.
Why?
Because they had put him under house detention and put him under house arrest where he had to wear this detention bracelet, okay? And he had not seen his woman for 30 days, okay? And no man can live with that. No man can live with that. And so naturally he would take bolt cutters and try to bust that off. But they did not tell him, okay, that when you try to bust off the ankle bracelet, you get like a 100,000 watt or some kind of volt or some kind of a thing, man. I don't know.
Well, it was a strong enough shock to burn his hands?
Yeah, he got like a major shock, put him in a hospital. Now he's all bandaged up and everything. Okay, and I blame L.A. County.
Well, look, your friend got in trouble. Whatever the hell it was, he was assault or whatever the thing was, he was put on probation?
He got 60 days house arrest, and he got a 2-year probation.
All right, so the guy went and he tried to cut these bolt cutter. He tried to cut this bracelet. I've never heard of a bracelet, one of these detention bracelets. What is this thing called? It's an ankle bracelet?
It's like a detention bracelet that they put around your leg.
And they can monitor your every move with it, right?
That's right. What he wanted to do is to take it off and leave it in the house so he could split and go pick his girlfriend up. Okay?
And what would that do?
What would that do?
Well, what do you mean? He's going to take the thing off and leave it in the house?
Yeah, so they would think he's still in the house. So he could leave the bracelet laying there. He could go pick his girlfriend up and at least take her home from work, okay? And the LA County would not know because the bracelet would still be in the house.
Man, I don't know anything about it.
Well, let me just tell you, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he can cut the thing. So he tried to cut it off and he got a shock, huh?
Got like a 10,000-volt shock. Okay, and I blame L.A. County for that, and I think they should warn people because that's a potentially life-threatening situation and cause potential serious injury to the people that are using it. And I mean, a man's hands are all messed up now. Can't use his hands or anything as a result of doing that.
Yeah, but he's the idiot, if you'll pardon me for saying so, sir, who tried to snap this thing off with bolt cutters.
Yeah, but he was in an intolerable situation with regard to his girlfriend.
And with it, well, all right. I mean, I can understand the guy's all being, you know, upset.
Look, don't, you know, Mr. Senator, I would just ask you not to be disrespectful, you know, to what the man's intentions are.
I'm not disrespecting him. I understand he's worried that his girlfriend's being taken home by some other guy. Where does she work?
She works at a fast food restaurant currently in Monterey Park, okay? And he would go over, pick her up, take her home, okay? Or whatever. They also have a 3-year-old daughter.
Are they married?
No, they're not married yet, but they are planning eventually to do that. If and when, you know, he gets his life together. No man can stand his woman getting a ride from some fool, you know, some fool that's working over at the fast food place, so he could not stand it anymore. I would go over there. I'd say to him, Sleepy, you know, you can't do this. He'd say, you've got to get me bolt cutters, all that.
Did you provide the bolt cutters?
I would say at this time, yes, I did.
So you're an accessory to this guy busting his probation, okay?
Well, I'm not worried about that. Because I'm anonymous.
Okay? You're anonymous.
I'm anonymous, right?
Well, buddy, whether you're anonymous or not, you helped your friend bust his probation. Now he's in deeper trouble with the county because he snapped this bracelet off with a pair of bolt cutters, and now he's in a hospital ward over there at L.A. County. His hands are burned as a result of this this shock that he got from the ankle bracelet, and he still hasn't seen his woman, has he?
Right. But I charge L.A. County with causing that. And
how did L.A. County cause this guy to...
Because they did not understand an intolerable situation with this. He's at home, and this fool's taking his woman home from Jack in the Box when she gets off work at 10 o'clock.
And all right, hold on here, pal. Is this the story this guy told you? Good Lord. Guy's snapped one of those detention bracelets off of his ankle and got a 10,000-volt shock? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Are you familiar with these ankle detention bracelet things? You know, the home arrest bracelets that people wear, some people wear, in lieu of going to jail? Where they have to wear these, and I guess they're monitored by the county, and the county knows your every move. Now, you say that your friend busted one off with a pair of bolt cutters and got himself a 10,000-volt shock.
I don't know, you know, with a 10,000-volt shock, okay, or anything like that.
But he got electrocuted, right?
He got electric shock, right. And I charged the county with that because he had been away from his woman, okay, for 30 days. And he was trying to just go see her. You know, he was not trying to go out and break the law or anything like that, all right? He had not trying to do anything like that. All he wanted to do was go...
Yeah, he wanted to go visit his girlfriend at Jack in the Box and take her home, okay? Is that what you're saying?
Right, right.
All right, but he still broke his... He violated his probation and his arrest, his home detention, or whatever the hell you call it, by busting this thing off.
But he was going to leave it in the house and just go and get her and come back, all right?
And by doing that, fool the county into thinking that he hadn't left the house, correct?
That was his intention, but he was not going to go out and break the law or anything. All he wanted to do was pick his girlfriend up.
And so he's snapping this thing off with bolt cutters that you, my friend, by the way, said that you provided for him. Here is San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. San Diego, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on the last on this particular caller. I don't see how you can hold the anybody responsible for one person's actions. I mean,
that's true. But he is engaged to this girl.
That's beside the point. And the reason I bring that up is this: I'm an ex-military. I've been at sea for 6 months at a time.
Okay.
Everybody that gets separated from their woman, if they truly have that type of relationship going for them, then he's got nothing to worry about to begin with.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's what I tried to tell
him. But
the thing is,
the situation itself is just escalated to the point of where it's almost, I won't say out of control, but, I mean...
Well, the guy's in the hospital now.
What would you be thinking at the time when if you're... Number one, you've already got one strike against you.
Right.
That's because you're under house arrest. Just do the 60 days. If she's there, it was worth the wait. If she's not there, it wasn't going to work out anyway.
Right,
you know?
I tried to tell him that. If
anybody that I'm in a relationship with, any female I'm in a relationship with, if I can't get her to and from a workplace and there's somebody there that can do that safely, the least of my worries are going to be that they're going to end up striking up a relationship or what are these two people doing together. I want to get past that. He only had 30 days to go.
Right, right. Well, okay, now you got to know, I told him all of that. I'm his friend, okay?
It sounds like you're a good friend. I know at this point, let me ask you this. Do you regret at this point bringing over the bolt cutters?
I do not, no.
Even after what your friend has gone through,
I don't like what happened to him, but he could not stand being treated like an animal, you know.
Well, as his friend, I would want my friend to tell me this, especially if I'm
treated like
to
a
the point to where
animal, you know.
I'd say, hey, look, man, just settle down. You got 30 days to do. Is she worth this? Is she worth going through and cutting off the
bolt cutters to do this? See, that's what I want to tell you. See, she gets off at 10 o'clock at a Jack in the Box. Over near Monterey Park, all right? She does lot pickup, and then she gets off. And
What is lot pickup?
That's where they got to clean up the parking lot at, whatever. You know, they got to do like a trash detail or whatever. I don't know, you know. Then this fool who works the fry bin, who is bucking, I guess, for assistant manager or something, he works the fry bin. Now he takes her home, right? That's what drives my friend crazy.
And that's where you step in and say, hey, you got to let that part go. You've got something else to worry about.
I tried to tell him. I said, look, man, you have got, you know which Jack in the Box I'm talking about?
No, I'm not familiar with that area.
Okay. I said to him, look, you know, 30 days, just like you said, 30 days, you cool, everything's going to be fine. You take a chill. And you're out, and he says, I can't. And he says to me, all right, this is what he says to me, all right, I can't stand it no more. I know that Angela's with some fool, the guy that works the fry bin. I can't stand it. I'm like an animal caged up in here. I can't get...
Now, hold on for a minute. I want to ask a question here. You say he's caged up like an animal. The guy's basically detained between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m.
That's right. That's the night.
That's not detained like an animal.
That's not detained like an animal.
It's like a caged animal in there, man.
No, it's not.
He knows his woman is out with this fool working the fry bin. All right, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, here's what you do. You take the bolt cutters over there. You take them and you tell him, hey, look, I'm not going to let you cut this ankle bracelet off, but I'm going to lay this upside your head if you don't get your mind and set right. You know
what
I'm saying? That's what you do as a friend.
You have got to take some responsibility for giving him the bolt cutters.
Responsibility. Absolutely.
I take responsibility. I'm not sorry what I've done because I know it was driving him crazy. She gets off at 10 o'clock.
If you had the opportunity to do it all over again,
right,
knowing what the results were going to be, I would venture to say you would not do that again.
No, wait. His girlfriend, it'd take him 10 minutes to drive her home. Now he calls her house.
That's just scenery along the way, man.
It'd take him 10 minutes to drive her home. Now he calls her house at 10:15. She's not home yet. Now, what's that all about?
That's just scenery along the way. Now,
this guy's driving himself nuts.
To your story, I absolutely was hoping you would get to a climatic part of like, okay, his girlfriend was in trouble. His girlfriend was in trouble. He hadn't heard from her.
You know the
She had called him and said, hey, look, I'm in trouble. There's some guys following me around, stuff like that. Then I would say, okay, the guy had to do what he had to do.
Right, but
he's been, I mean, she's obviously been getting a ride home from this guy for 30
days.
That's right, man. And not only
who
that,
who cares?
Dude,
okay,
is working the
who
he's
cares?
Bucking, he's bucking for assistant manager. Okay,
that scenery along.
That.
Well, you know,
he's
going
like,
to be
a big shot. You know,
it looks like now he may still get assistant manager. He may still be taking her for rides home. And there's still, and there's going to be even less that your friend can do about
all
it.
All I'm saying is the sleeper just couldn't take it no more, you know? And it's well, like it, being it, a caged animal knowing your woman is being driven home
well,
by some fool
well,
that works
I mean,
the fried
in. Maybe he felt like a caged animal. He wasn't actually in that situation.
Well, how would you feel, all I'm saying is how would you feel if your woman's being driven home by some fool who works the fry bin, but you know he's bucking for
well,
assistant manager?
I'll tell you what. Let me think about that for a second.
All right, hold the line here. We got to take a break. Phil Henry Show here, a number, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Chopstick.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So when you bust off one of those detention bracelets, one of those house arrest bracelets, according to our caller here, by the way, what is your name?
I'd rather not give my name.
Have you got a nickname or anything?
Call me Brass.
Brass?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so your friend got a shock from trying to bust this thing off with bolt cutters that you gave him.
That's correct, but...
With bolt cutters you gave him, so he's in a hospital today, getting a shock using bolt cutters that you gave him.
That is correct. However, I said that if this fool who's taking Angela home, his girlfriend, would stop it, it would not drive him crazy, because right now he's caged up, not knowing what's going on with her. It used to take her 10 minutes to get home, now it's like 15, 20 minutes. She's not home. So whatever this guy works the fry bin's doing, that's wrong.
Okay, let's go to Palm Springs on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I think that if this guy was a man, he would take action. You know, he would take full responsibility.
What do you mean if he was a man? What do you mean if he was a man?
If he was if he was a man, he would take full responsibility for his action.
No man can stand some fry guy macking on his lady, you know.
Well, you know what? I don't blame her because she's probably looking for something a little better. At least this guy's trying to, he has ambition. He's trying to become an assistant manager. What's your friend doing? He's acting like a fool, cutting something off his foot that he broke the law. He should just serve 60 days and done what he's supposed to do. He's not caged like an animal. Unless, I don't know where he lives, but he's at home watching TV. He's probably at home watching TV writing a diary about some concerts.
Hey, does that mean that this guy has got to sit there like a caged animal and take all this abuse? And
he's not a caged animal. 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. is not a caged animal. Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi, this is Rod.
Hi, Rod.
Calling from Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
I've got something to say to this gentleman. This guy's friend made some choices. Okay.
I understand that. I'm not saying that he did not.
Hold on. Let me finish, please.
Right.
I heard you talk. Let me finish. Okay. He committed an offense that he was convicted of. He had a choice to do it or not to do it.
Yeah, but his lawyer
had a choice.
His lawyer didn't bring up some of the evidence that he should have.
Okay, but that's regardless.
He had a bad lawyer.
But that's not the lawyer's fault. Your friend
not the lawyer's
made
fault.
Choices.
The lawyer's the one who brought up the bad evidence.
Your friend made choices. Then he made another bad choice. He decided to take something off. That is also breaking the law. And the responsibility is not, but the responsibility for his feelings is not the LA police or the fry guy or his girlfriend. He's got to shoulder that himself.
But what do you do? I would ask you a question, okay? Because you sound like a man. You know, I don't know how old you are, right? I'm just saying, your woman is being driven home by a guy that used to work the fry bin. Now he's going to be assistant manager.
My woman has male friends, just as well as female friends.
Yeah, but if you were caged up like an animal,
he's not caged. He's not caged.
I don't know how being sitting 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. how that's caged up.
They're treating him like dirt, man, because he's Latin. You know,
Well, then I guess he should not have committed an offense that put himself in that position.
Well, yeah, but his lawyer didn't bring up some of the evidence.
His lawyer didn't put him in there either. He did.
His lawyer didn't.
He's got to take responsibility for his actions.
Well, he is.
He don't place responsibility on the police, the laws.
He was taking responsibility. He took that. He busted off that bracelet with the bolt cutters, so
that's
he could get to her.
So, and by the way, a 10,000 volt shock would have killed him.
Well, I don't know what it was. It burned his hands or something. I don't know what it was.
Well, then, yeah, that's called.
They said it was 10,000 volts.
And accountability. You know, I have the ability to throw myself in front of a moving truck, but I do not have the ability to determine whether I live or die.
I don't understand.
But that was my choice.
I don't understand.
He took the bracelet off his leg.
Yeah.
He's got to accept responsibility.
That's why he did it, because he's going to go get his woman.
So how in the world can you blame L.A. police because your friend decided to take a bolt cutter to a bracelet that was court-ordered to be on his ankle? I don't understand that.
He took responsibility. He's going to go get his woman from the fry man.
But
that's what I'm saying. He had to go.
You know, I hear Fryman, I hear L.A. police.
Yeah.
What I don't hear is that your friend made choices and is now paying for them.
Let's look at it this way, Brass. What's the big mistake your friend made?
The big mistake he made was ever hooking up, in my opinion, with Angela in the first place, because I think she's wrong for him. That's a big mistake. She's wrong for him.
That's the big mistake that he made.
Yeah, she's a big hoochie. You know, she's no good.
You know,
so busting off the bracelet.
No, that was him taking action then. Bust off the bracelet.
But honestly, I think partially what's wrong here is that people do not take responsibility for their own actions. If your friend hadn't committed offense, he wouldn't be wearing a bracelet.
But I'm asking you, if your woman is out with the fry man, what are you going to do?
Well, first of all,
what you going to do?
I have a trusting relationship, and my girlfriend.
If your girlfriend started going out with a kid from Jack in the Box, man, I think you'd
Brass.
Be a little, huh?
Brass.
You would though, man, wouldn't you?
Let me finish.
Would you be pissed off if she's going out with a man from Jack in the Box or not? Yes, you would. I think you would.
No, you're wrong, Brass, because my girlfriend has male friends also.
Do they work at Jack in the Box?
Female friends.
Do they work at Jack in the Box?
Where they work is irrelevant. It's not what you do. It's how you do it.
Are any of them in the fast food business?
Well, Brass.
Okay, see that? I rest my case. I rest my case.
What do you mean you rest your case?
You have no case to rest.
No, I rest my case. You say you trust her. Go to Jack in the Box, man. That's wrong. That's wrong.
What's wrong?
It's just wrong.
All right, Pomona on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Brass. I just wanted to say that I think that your friend has, and you may be missing the point. First of all, if your friend was so concerned about Angela, he would not have committed a crime that would allow him to be away from Angela, where he could not be there to be her protector at 10 o'clock at night when she gets off from Jack in the Box. That's number one. Number two, the missed point is that we are all subject to laws of this land. You commit a crime, you have to do what is required of you to make a good on for
right.
doing that.
Right.
You know,
right.
You have to follow what punishment is given you.
That's right.
Okay, and the third thing is that relationships begin from the inside out, not from the outside in. Your friend cannot regulate a relationship that he wants
right.
Angela to have or have not have from the outside by trying to maneuver
right.
when she's picked up and when she's not picked up.
Well,
and then finally, but
time.
hear me out, Brad.
Right, right.
Finally, even with all of that, because I think the point is missed, you know, with him disobeying the law even further by taking the ankle bracelet off, but I want you to understand that I hear you when you say that the L.A. County should be held responsible. If there was that kind of voltage that would give him those kind of burns to put him in the hospital, someone should have, it should have had a warning on the outside, warning. If you do this, this is what will happen, versus put this on your leg and don't take it off and stay here. There should have been a warning so that even if maybe he felt like he was caged up.
Right, that's right.
Wait a minute. He's not supposed to take that thing off. What do you mean a warning?
Well,
you're not supposed to take it off. That's the warning.
Well, you know, we're not supposed to go through yellow lights, right? But every now and then we do.
And what happens what happens when you do?
Most of the time you don't get caught. Every now and then you get caught.
Yeah. And what? And is it, whose fault is that?
It's the person's fault.
Well, there you go.
Through the light.
Hey, Mr. Harris,
however,
she's making sense. You got to listen to her.
However, there's a difference between occasionally running a yellow light and clipping something off of your body.
Well, you just said that you got to take responsibility.
You don't have aware of it. If I go through a yellow light,
I
know I'm taking a chance of getting a ticket
or maybe
getting in an accident.
Listen.
But if I don't know what this thing around my leg is going to do and I clip it,
well, if you take
someone
that,
should be held responsible for helping.
Why are you clipping it?
I wouldn't clip it. I'm just saying.
Well, why would anybody clip it?
No, she's making good sense, man.
If they felt,
I
tell you what, maybe the situation was different. What if the situation was different, and this guy has committed, and he had to go protect Angela?
That's
in this case, he was just trying to see if Angela's tipping on it. But what if he had to go protect Angela? He would have still cut it off then.
What I'm saying is
there should have been a warning on that bracelet, or something should have been said. Somebody should have said, you know, this. We require that you do not remove this bracelet. But if you do remove it, this is what will happen to you, versus him finding out the way that he did and being hospitalized. I believe LAPD should be held accountable.
I wrote a poem. I was wondering if you listened to this, okay? Because this is for my friend, and it's for Angela, okay?
Okay.
Goes out, yo, I feel real bad, because now I feel like a caged animal. All I did was go out and try to protect my rights as a human being. And now look what happened. I got my ass burned up, trying to bolt cutter off the bracelet of the man who tried to keep me caged up like an animal. And that's wrong. And I feel if I can be with my woman one more time and look into her eyes, we could be in love and everything would be sweet. But no, L.A. County won't let that happen because I'm in the hospital now. And that's wrong. That's so very, very wrong. So what I'm saying now, as I say to everybody, that a man has got to be a man. And if your woman is like being taken home by some fool, you got to go and do what you got to do. All right? And that's like a haiku or something. That was what I just did. Yeah.
What was that? Was that a poem?
That's a poem that I wrote.
That's the worst freaking poem I ever heard.
Hey, sister in Pomona?
Yeah.
This is a white man talking to me like that.
No, I don't care if I'm white or not.
Everybody has an opinion. In his opinion, that's what it is. In my opinion, you express yourself to the best of your ability.
That's the worst.
So be it.
That's the lousiest thing I ever heard in my life.
Yeah, go ahead, man. You can talk about it because you get to be on the radio and all that. It's called. You know what the name of that poem is?
What?
Shut up, cracker.
Okay, well, it's deteriorated now.
It has.
His opinion. Everybody
has respect, man.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call.
Bye.
Thank you. That sucked, man.
Hey, that's a poem that I wrote from my bed.
I feel so bad. That blows. Find a poem that rhymes. Write a poem that rhymes. That might be kind of a cool thing.
You know something, man? You're not caged up like an animal, like my friend Sleepy.
Caged up like an animal. He's in his apartment watching the tube, walking around, getting himself some sandwiches, having himself a brewski. Hey, during the day, he can go anywhere he wants, right?
That's right.
Can he go over to the liquor store and get a six-pack of beer?
I guess he could.
Yeah, good. Go get a six-pack of beer.
Yeah, but he got no cable. All right, so now he's caged like an animal with no cable. So, you know, WWF Raw, WCW Nitro, none of that, man, he can get because he ain't got no cable.
My heart is breaking for this cat. He ain't got no cable. 1-800-449-8686. So this is the tale of Brass here with his friend Sleepy, who tried to bolt cutter off one of these detention bracelets, got a shock that put him in the hospital. And it's everybody else's fault but him. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. What is it that you hope for your friend now? Your friend Brass has bolt cuttered off that detention bracelet from his ankle, got an electric shock, is in the hospital. You know, you say that he did that because he wanted to be with his woman because some other guy was driving her home from her job at Jack in the Box. What is it that you want now? You're blaming L.A. County for his injuries.
That's correct, sir. Yes, I am.
What do you want?
I believe now that they should revoke his probation and that, like, you know, he walks out a free man because he's been through the hell. He's been through the torments of hell. And
getting an electric shock, busting off a bracelet that he shouldn't have.
But also the fact that they got him caged up in his house from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. He's not been able to see his woman. And also because the charge of assault against him was trumped up on account of his lawyer didn't bring into account certain evidence.
What evidence didn't his lawyer present? I want to know what this is. What evidence was this?
Well, they got him with assault, all right, when he's over at King Taco. And
all right, I don't want to know the name of any restaurants or anything. What assault?
Well, they didn't bring up the fact the guy was leaning on his car. And that's the reason why he threw the guy in the street. Okay? And the fact
he threw some guy in the street because he was leaning on his car.
But they didn't bring that up. If the judge would have heard that, then it would have been like circumstances that are better
mitigating.
Right, mitigating circumstance. All right.
So the guy's leaning on his car and he threw him out into the street.
That's correct. Right. Then he got hit by a cab.
After he got thrown in the street.
After he got thrown in the street. Right.
And if his attorney had brought up the fact that this guy who got thrown into the street and hit by a taxi cab had been leaning on your friend's car, he would have got off.
Well, I think that was mitigating circumstance, like you said.
I see. All right, here is...
You know, don't patronize me, man.
I'm not trying to patronize you, but it's very difficult not to because your view of the world and responsibility is so freaking skewed, dude. Okay? Guy leans on a dude's car doesn't mean he throws him into the street where he gets run over by a car, okay? I mean...
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't see this guy's ride, okay? Even like 5-6 different car clubs. I mean, it's sweet. All right?
It may be a sweet-looking ride, dude, but you don't throw a guy in the street is all I'm saying. Here's Memphis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
My basic point, I've got two of them, is that this, what's the guy's name that's on the line? What do we call
him? What is your name, kid?
My name's Brad.
Brad, okay.
Brad.
You keep saying that your friend is caged up like an animal.
That's right.
Well, the fact being is that he's not caged up like an animal. He could be in real
him.
Time.
You don't know.
No, well, hey, let me talk for a minute, and then I'll listen to you.
You don't know what he's living through.
No, I know what he's living like.
No.
This is what he's not living like. He's not living behind bars. He's not living in a 6x6x9 cell.
It's the same thing.
No. It's not.
Yeah, it is.
He has the option during the day to go make a living. He has an option to see his girlfriend during the day, go buy, like you said, a six-pack of beer if he wanted
to. She's a jack-in-the-box.
Hey, man, I don't care. She doesn't work. She doesn't work 24 hours at Jack in the Box.
Well, he's
there
right
is
now,
times in the day that he can go see her.
Right now,
he's
not got a job. Okay,
he so would not have
he's not
the
working
option.
Right now.
He would not have the option to do that if he was locked up behind bars. He gets to see you, doesn't he?
He gets the pleasure
and the wonder that it is to see you.
You get visitation.
He couldn't do that if he was locked up, right?
You get visitation in jail.
Well, visitation is behind glass, okay? That's caged up.
He's caged up.
All right, now the next thing I have to tell you, first of all, I want to ask you something. Is this person sleepy? Is it really you?
No, it's not me. That's a friend of mine. Okay?
It's not
no,
you.
It's not me.
Because
no, sir,
your poem and,
yeah,
and everything
like,
else that you've said
it sounds
is written like it is you.
Like it's
and you.
You
certainly, the way you call this guy a fool, the fry cook,
right?
You certainly have some very definite feelings towards this guy. You call him a fool.
Well, if it was me,
hey,
if it was me, I couldn't call from the jail.
Well, we don't know where you are because, you know.
I could not call from the jail.
If you helped, all right, this is another thing
that's
I have to tell you. This is another thing I have to add. I don't want to be telling you anything because I don't want to disrespect you or patronize you.
What?
Is that when he got his anklet on.
Yeah. Hello?
Strange days have found us. Strange days have tried us down.
Hello? When he got his anklet on, what? What? What do you got to think about what? Damn it, man. Say it, man. When he got
Ecuador. Hey, host, you there? Hey, host. Hey, is the caller there? Hey, host. Asshole, man, are you there? Now I'm going to be thinking about the question all damn night. Voices will signal the giant end. The hostess is grinning. Okay, sleep. As long as I got the opportunity, I want to say something. Is a dick. Dick, dick, dick. Is a dick, man. This show's all messed up. Joe, man. You a dick, man.